Well, happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome aboard. I'm glad you've joined us on 97.1 FM for this Thursday Live local radio show. I'm your host, David Keyes. I'm glad you're on board today, and I've got Tag over here on the left-hand side waving furiously behind the glass window over here. So welcome, Tag. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. We've got winter out there, as you probably noticed.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the winter carnival bounce. You know, we had the first week of Winter Carnival last weekend, and there's not a snowflake to be found downtown. And so now here we are going into the second week, and boom, here we got President's Day weekend.
Yeah,
it's looking really good out there. So my favorite event is coming up this weekend. It's the Canine Keg Pull. Have you heard much about that before?
No, I've watched it a couple times.
Have you?
It's fun.
Okay, yeah. No, it's really, really, really a lot of fun. And that's on Sunday, and that's around, I think, 11 o'clock or so. Right by iCart is putting it on. It's right downtown. You can't miss it. Look for a bunch of dogs with cute little kegs around them. It's really funny to watch the real little dogs. They have beer cans as the weight. It's kind of cool. But yeah, we've had some friends who've done that before, and it's just a great way to do it. And more people are talking about how great the first weekend went for a Winter Carnival with a big parade and all sorts of fun stuff going on downtown. So. If you're around, I mean, if you're not up at Schweitzer, probably. I mean, Schweitzer's got clobbered with the snow. It's going to be an epic weekend, I think, for skiing. I know I'm going to sneak up there on Saturday, it sounds like, with my favorite daughter and take it in. So that'll be fun. Yeah, looking forward to that for sure. So we've got a pretty cool show today, don't we? We've got our local Olympian, Nate Holland, up first. He's a three-time Olympian, and you probably knew that already because you know you know him. And eight-time X Games gold medalist, too. We taped a conversation with him earlier this week, just kind of picking his brain about what's it like growing up here. Did Sandpoint help him become an Olympian? All about Schweitzer. So we're going to play that interview with him coming up first. But after that, we're going to have Mandy Evans live and in person. It'll be a little bit different that way, actually talking to somebody other than talking to myself. So I'm getting better at that, though, Tag. I really am. I answer questions that I don't even know I'm asking myself. It's great. So anyway, Mandy Evans, a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show, and just a busy, busy, busy person who's done some great things out at Better Together Animal Alliance. She was actually the first executive director of that organization years ago and came from the wacky world of corporate event planning, and she's done nothing but grow that facility, its footprint, or paw print, I guess. I guess you might call it that. But just done great things there. Looking so forward to talking to her, too. But when we come back, and I think we'll do that break now, then Tag, and then we'll come back and you'll hear a taped interview with Nate Holland. And then we'll take a break then after that, and then we'll come back and talk to Mandy Evans. So we'll catch you on the other side of the break. And thanks for tuning in.
When winter hits, you need a vehicle that can handle every road. At Dave Smith, America's only national car dealer, we've got the power, tech, and traction to keep you moving forward. With hundreds of vehicles in stock, we make it easy to tackle the season with confidence. Snow doesn't stand a chance against Jeep and Ram. Available now at Dave Smith. Call Dave Smith Motors or visit www.davesmith.com. Dave Smith Motors, where friends meet.
Win a Can-Am from Kalispell Casino and RV Resort. Enter daily free through March 25th. You could ride away on a Can-Am Outlander XT700. Use your Camus Rewards card every time you visit Kalispell Casino and Wetlands Restaurant for your chance to win the Quest for a Million from Northern Quest. Earn here, win there. Plus, free daily entry to win a Can-Am in March from Kalispell Casino and RV Resort. Offering the best entertainment in Ponderay County, just 20 minutes north of Newport.
Step inside the YMCA and you'll feel it right away. This place is different. It's where kids take their first swim and retirees feel stronger than ever. Where teens find mentors and parents find a moment to breathe. It's where basketball games and book clubs happen under the same roof. And where every "you've got this" means more because it's backed by a community that truly cares. Here, your goals collide with support. Your passions meet opportunity, and your story becomes part of something bigger. Discover a welcoming fitness center, group classes that energize, personal training that empowers, sports that unite, and child watch with caregivers you can trust. And right now is the perfect time to join. Now through March 15th, we're waiving the join fee up to an $88 savings. Join online at ymcainw.org. Join the Y today. There's no place like this place.
Wow, Sarah, these window coverings are gorgeous. Did you guys do this yourself?
No way. It's all Hunter Douglas. My local expert came to our home, brought samples, and helped us see everything in our actual light, then measured perfectly and handled the installation.
If you're planning a remodel, moving into a new home, or simply ready to elevate how your space feels, North Idaho Blinds, Shades, and Shutters, your neighborhood Hunter Douglas expert, offers custom, beautifully crafted window treatments thoughtfully designed for life. Whether it's blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes, our products fit your windows perfectly. And with smart home options, you control the light and privacy with a tap or on schedule. Hunter Douglas window treatments are an investment in quality, backed by a lifetime limited warranty and ongoing support from your trusted local expert, North Idaho Blinds, Shades, and Shutters. Call now to schedule your free in-office design consultation. Call 208-264-3292. 208-264-3292. 208-264-3292.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
All right, well, welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1, where, you know what, we're not really live, and we're kind of local, but we are on the radio, so that's really cool, because I have a special guest today, an Olympian, X Games champion, everybody in town knows him. I've got Nate Holland on the phone. Nate, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great. Hello, Sam Point.
And I could hear a shout-out coming back to you, my friend. I really could. You know, we were talking about the Olympics a little earlier. And I kept thinking, you know, your name is kind of tied in with the Olympics, especially for Sandpoint, but also for the X Games, too. That was quite a ride there for a few years, wasn't it? That's a few years ago now, I'm sure, but I'm sure when the Olympics roll around again like they do, I bet you your mind goes back to the different times that you're in Vancouver and all Torino and all that. I mean, is it does it come back to you?
It sure does. I mean, yeah, I had the pleasure of representing the U.S. for three Olympics, 06 Torino, 2010 Vancouver, and 14 in Sochi, Russia. Wow. And, you know, it kind of became part of my life for a good stretch of years. And I barely missed the 2018 Pyeongchang Olympic, missed that, making the U.S. team by one spot. So close to 20 years of my life. So it's embedded in me. I mean, now I get to enjoy it with my 10-year-old daughter, watching opening ceremonies and watching some of the younger athletes compete and doing a little bit of mentorship with some of them.
Right.
And, you know, just being able to explain to them what they could kind of expect. And then having the thrill of being able to kick back on my couch and no fear of hurting myself and just soak it all in and enjoy the Olympic movement.
Well, you know, and you look back on it, you were that guy for a lot of people here too, because, you know, a lot of people saw you grew up on Schweitzer, you know, they saw you doing your cool stuff that you were doing. And I'm going to guess there's a whole generation of young Sandpointite kids who said, you know what, if I try real hard, I could make those X Games. I could be the Olympian. I could do all this kind of stuff. And I think you probably opened up the hope chest for a lot of kids here, and that's quite a testament, Nate. It truly is. I know that you were a 97 or so graduate, right, of SHS, so born and raised here, as I recall. Is that true? Were you born here?
That is, yeah. I was born out on Culver Road. I went to Northside Elementary School, into the middle school for 7th, 8th grade, and then high school for 4 years at SHS. Class of 97, and yeah, you know, growing up out in at Northside, if anyone's ever been out there, you look up and the view is Schweitzer Mountain to the west. So it kind of loomed over me, and we didn't have a lot of means growing up, but we made it up on the hill a couple times a year till I was about fourth grade. When I hit 10 years old, I saw snowboarding, and I begged my parents to rent me a board, and after that, I was, it sunk a hook in me. And I just, that's all I could think about is, getting up on the mountain. And so learned that, I had to worked doing odd jobs and chores all summer to save up for a season's pass, and then, you know, the mountain gave me a lot of freedom at that age, at 10 to 12 years old, just being able to, all right, I'm going out with my buddies for the day, and I'll see the parents at 4 o'clock when the lifts shut down, and go out and explore that mountain and just have a blast being a kid and playing hard up there at Schweitzer. And it definitely, I found a passion early and was able to make it work with a lot of passion and fun, but there's definitely some hard work and determination along with that. But yeah, if I influenced anyone to get out there and follow their dreams, just one kid, it was definitely worth it. And, you know, if I didn't, well, heck, I enjoyed the time.
Exactly right. You know, I've heard some urban legends or Sandpoint legends about you. I think maybe it was even your mom, I think, told me that you actually would go up to Schweitzer in the summer and cut brush to earn money to get that season pass. So it really instilled that work ethic, didn't it? I mean, you knew that if you worked hard, you'd have time to, and I guess you'd call it play at that point still too. I mean, you're enjoying yourself while you're up there, but you really earned the opportunity to make that happen. What a great lesson that is for our youngsters right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, 100%. Work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
That was Schweitzer offered that we went, if we had a small snowboard team that a group of parents just put together on their own. We were called the Storm Riders, and we had the Rust family, my buddy Nick Rust, and the Taubers and the Carleys and the Turnholmes. For everyone in Sandpoint that will recognize those names if they were there around for a while. But they started a snowboard program for us, I think mainly because they were like, we got to give these guys some sort of direction. And if they want to travel to an event, the parents, I think, were just kind of sick of taking us every weekend down to Silver Mountain or something. So they got a coach, which was a young 20-year-old guy. And he would chaperone us. But Schweitzer said, you know what? You guys are forming a little team. If you guys want to come up here and put in some hours and cut the alders down where we tell you to, the thickets, then we'll trade you for season's passes. So
right.
The group of us would go up there and do the work for the day and boom, get our season's passed. And so it's a pretty slick little deal back then.
A great deal back then. And maybe some people don't know, and I didn't do a proper introduction, so I want to. You're not just a kid who was up on the mountain there. You're an 8-time X Games gold medalist, and X Games are the coolest things ever. They really are. And 3-time Olympian. And also you're doing some stuff downtown here, too. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, watching you over those years, I mean, it was an edge here or a bump there or something. I remember one Olympics that you were in first place, and then all of a sudden, boom, you went back to fourth. And just a blink of an eye, I'm sure I don't have to remind you of that. But, you know, people watch the Olympics on TV and just assume, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to take up, I don't know, bobsledding or luge or whatever else. But what they don't realize, I think, is all of the dedication, the time, the passion, the having to say no to other things in your life to focus on that one skill, that one skill set, and being healthy and making sure things align that those 4 years that you start to have a crescendo as you get ready for the Olympic trials, and then boom, you're ready for the Olympics. I can't imagine what kind of pressure that puts on a person. Why don't you share with us a little bit about, you know, some of the times it came close, and I know of two rides that came real close to being gold medal rides for you, but didn't. And then also just the time behind the scenes that a person has to do to reach that level of expertise.
Yeah. There's, you know, luckily snowboarding is a passion. So when people say, oh, the hard work, on the mountain, it was never hard work for me. I always thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed the early mornings, and the hard work came in the gym in the fall. And we used to go down to Park City to the CO, the Center of Excellence, which is the U.S. Ski and Snowboard training facility, and put 3 to 4 months of just getting in shape. and getting ready for the season. That's when the grind was for me. Once we hit snow, I was pretty free and clear. And, you know, I just became a student of the game. I loved racing, snowboarding and racing. Every course was different every week. And like you said, I got 8 X Game gold medals, and I went to 3 Olympics and never won a medal there. But every X Games right before, that was the last contest before the Olympics. Every Olympics I went to within a 2-week span, I'd won X Games.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I was ready. I knew I was prepared because that was kind of a good barometer for me. Like, all right. I mean, I couldn't have been more confident, I guess. Just knowing that I had the skills, and it's just the same field, it's the same riders. That was the World Cup Tour. But yeah, it boiled down to a couple bumps here. Every Olympics I went, I wrecked in. So that was kind of, I was laying it on the line. I've always said that you kind of have to ride at a level that you're prepared to wreck at, because that's going to be fast. And if you cross that line, you could end up wrecking. And, well, I did that 3 times. So I tried to make adjustments in my mind, having done that once in Olympics and then trying to get it again twice, and ended up 4th in Vancouver. And that was in the finals. And yeah, just, you know, it's just small amounts of air can make or break you out there on the course. But as far as the dedication, like I said, it's just, I was passionate about snowboarding early on. And then, and cool thing about snowboarding is we get to travel the world. And I really enjoyed that. I mean, we're all over Europe, Asia, South America, North America. And it wasn't as much work as people might think it is. Maybe I just had an easier time or the right mindset for it all. But, you know, I've been retired since 2019, and definitely keep in touch with some of the racers out there and the athletes out there, and miss it to a point, but pretty comfortable at home with my family now. So different chapter of life, and show must go on.
So here you are in Tahoe watching the Olympics, and I've got to believe that here you go, you watch the snowboard, the board across, and you're sitting on the couch, and I've got to believe that things start tightening up. I thought that you're kind of there in your mind. Is that true, or have you let it go?
It is. I mean, you can't, after doing something for 20 years with passion in your life, when I watch a race, the old racer comes out, and I start looking for race line and passing lanes and just the little keys to the course that could make the difference. And you know, my mind is still strong. My body's not as strong as it used to be. I'm 47 now, but I've joked with my wife that I've won quite a few races, sitting on the couch watching them, just being the armchair quarterback. Like, oh, look, that's all you have to do, and that was the key to the race.
Well, you know, but, you're like the rest of us at that point, because, you know, we always can make that winning basketball shot or catch that touchdown pass or whatever else. We're sitting on the couch and doing all that. But what was it like growing up in the Sandpoint? You kind of talked about some of the volunteers who stepped up, some of your mentors and all that. But what was it like? Did you always feel like you had the support of people around you here? Was it like one big booster club, or were there some obstacles that you had to overcome to really do what you did?
You know, I always had a great supportive family. Anything that I was passionate about, they would get behind, whether that was youth soccer or there was t-ball there for a little while. And then I was always into sports. I needed something to do. And through that, I made a great group of friends. And everyone's always been super supportive. And I mean, to this day, I've got a group text with about 12 guys from 1997, our high school, and some of them I've known since grade school. Some of them we became friends in middle school, but we all keep touch and you know, are just regulars. Just the banter on that text message just keeps going and going, and I think that's just a testament to our lifelong friendships that were created in Sandpoint. And some of them are there, some of them are across the states now, but everyone stays in touch, and you know, it's a great community there, and I love being in it still and immersed. And you know, we go and catch a football game at Memorial Field, and I look down there on the sidelines, and a few of the coaches I went to school with, I played football with, and yeah, it's just, Sandpoint is just such a gem to have community, the mountain, the lake, and it's a beautiful place.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. So you talk about the mountain, and that's kind of where people know you mostly anyway, at least on a TV basis and a fame basis. But you also have something going on here in the summers with your brother. Tell us a little bit about Action and Water Sports and what you're doing there, and how people can find out more about you on that venue too.
Yeah. We have my brother Pat and I own and operate Action Water Sports. It's a boat rental, jet skis, paddleboards, kayaks that we rent right out of Sandpoint Marina all summer long. And, you know, Action Water Sports kind of stemmed through needing something to do in the summertime when we weren't traveling and competing and snowboarding, and boating fit the bill. And so, you know, we started our operation in 2010, a one boat operation, and have grown it from there, and now a full fleet just right down there at Sandpoint Marina. You can find us kind of tucked in behind the Conoco station, and yeah, we're all over the internet, Google and whatnot, but busy down there now.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the full-time job. Like we got 12 employees all summer long, and you know, I love being able to go to work with board shorts and flip-flops on and put a layer of sunscreen and run around the docks.
Absolutely.
Get people out on the water. Yeah, and I mean, most of our clientele, they're there to have a good time, rent a boat and go see how beautiful Lake Ponderé is. And
well, you're a great ambassador for that too, Nate. You really are. And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Nate Holland, the pride of Sandpoint, now 47 years old. Did you really say that? Wow, I mean, that dates a lot of us. I remember
you
were like a punk kid when I first knew you. So, so you know, you look back on it, and again, you kind of lucked out. You get to come home and earn a living, helping other people have fun. You got Tahoe, it sounds like, is part of your world there too, and it's just been what a ride that you've had for sure. So, when do you open up for the year with the water sports? When does that start?
We open on Memorial Day weekend. And then we will we'll go into September after Labor Day. We go to appointment only, and so that's the majority of this. That's all the summer. As soon as that lake rises, till it gets too chilly that people want to be out on the water. So we're there, and we kind of have something for everyone, for water sport boats to pontoon boats, jet skis, paddleboards, kayaks. Yeah. We're enjoying that, and you know, I have retired from snowboarding, so my winters are a lot more open now, and passionate about just as passionate. I mean, I snowboard today with my daughter, and just
gonna ask,
glow on her face.
So you've retired from competition, but you're still up on the mountain doing fun things with your kids. Huh? That's awesome! Wow.
Yeah, and you know, I still get into a couple competitions here or there. I come up and do the Snow Ghost Bank Slalom, and up at one that 7B puts on
right.
At the end of March there, and see all the old friends and get in the gate and, you know, hassle each other, and some of the old banter comes back, and and just have a meet some new shredders that are up there and have a good time with it.
Well, you've always had the banter, and you've always been a great sport, and it's always been fun watching your energy. Again, I'm talking with Nate Holland, 8 times X Game champion and 3-time Olympian, and really the pride of Sandpoint. I mean, you've knocked it out of the park here on that whole level, and it's been a pleasure talking to you today. If people want to find you, they can track you down. Once the water starts rising, come down to Action Water Sports, track you down there, and I'm sure you could share a few stories with them too. So I want to thank you for your time today. Thanks for checking in, and it was fun doing it over the phone with you. I just wanted to track you down while we're all thinking about the Olympics, and when we think about the Olympics, especially the Winter Olympics around here, we think of you, Nate. So thanks for all your time, and thank you again for all you do for all of us. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have another guest.
Is your car ready? Don't forget your winter checklist. That small rock chip in your windshield can turn into a big crack in cold weather. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you to repair those chips before it's too late. Whether it's a quick fix or a full replacement, their expert team will get you back on the road safely. Stop by Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They stock InstaChange and carry the reliable Deca line of batteries. Stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC-certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
Hear that? Exactly. That's the sound of McDonald's extra value meal. Sausage McMuffin with egg, hash brown, small hot coffee, and sweet golden silence. All for only $5. Price and participation may vary. Promotion pricing may be lower than meal pricing. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
There's no championship league for small business owners. But if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans have been victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, your identity, if it's stolen, they fix it guaranteed or your money back. And last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms do apply.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio on 97.1. What a great interview with our local Olympian. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did talking to him, too, for sure. And we're back now with Mandy Evans. And anybody who's been around animals, Bonner County, the world, knows about Mandy Evans and her love for animals. And I just found out she's been the executive director of BTAA for 15 years. My goodness, I can't believe that for even a second. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. I really am, for sure. Why don't you do this? There might be one or two people who don't know you. And maybe give us a little background about who you are. Tell us about the twin. That's pretty cool. Didn't know.
Sure.
And then let's bring us to today. So again, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm Mandy Evans. I've been in Bonner County for 18 years. And I've been at the shelter for 15 years. And I, let's see, I have had two children. I've raised two children in
high school. High school kids now. Holy smokes.
And I've just loved my time here. I think that I feel really blessed to have found Sandpoint because mainly the community. I feel like we have a really supportive, wonderful community that has really great intentions and supports the neighbor. But as you mentioned, I also have an identical twin sister who is also the executive director of an animal shelter.
In a different state, but by gosh, state? That's really... Did you have a lot of pets as kids? I mean, what turned you both on to being the animal shelter love?
Like yeah, we definitely were we were raised with kids, Oh my God, sorry. We were raised with animals, cats and dogs. But for me, I came into animal welfare because in my late 20s, I had always wanted a pug. So I went out and I bought a pug from a breeder. And about 3 months later, she was paralyzed due to a malformed spine. And I kept her for 8 years with a little wheelchair. And we used to go to schools and talk to kids about people who are different than them. And, you know, that we don't stare and it's better to ask questions and all of this work. And really grew to love the human-animal bond and what animals can do to support the health and welfare of people. And so that led me to where I'm at today.
And you see that bond every day, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I know we had talked a little bit previously that you had some statistics about said bond between animals and pets, animals and their owners and people. And I don't think people would be too surprised to know that they're kind of taking front and center place in people's houses anymore, aren't they? They used to be kind of this adjunct to your family and kind of maybe out in the back or whatever else. That's not the case anymore, is it?
No, and when you look at just the way that society is right now, we're becoming more and more isolated. And I think pets are kind of the lifeline for people. Like we know for aging people, having an animal will help them get out of the house, specifically a dog. That's why we love having our dog park. It gives people a reason to get out of the house. And then they socialize. And when they're socializing, they're typically socializing about their dog, which takes the energy and focus off of them. So for people who are not comfortable being in social situations, we find that it increases socialization.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, too. And the dog park was intricate when the facility was built there, too, wasn't it? It was something that you had planned, they had planned, to make sure that was part of what you're doing?
No. This is surprising. It was Eric Brubaker with the city of Ponderé came to me and he said, what are you going to do with that land next door? And I had no idea it was ours. So we worked with the city of Ponderé and determined that it would be a great location for a dog park.
Yeah. And what kind of use does it get? It seems like when I drive by there, there's always people and dogs there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's getting great usage. We have a small dog area, a big dog area. We just replaced we added more gravel. So it's prime and ready. It's good. Ready for all those canines.
Are there certain hours? I don't even know.
Nope. No hours.
24/7.
Yep.
Wow, who knew? Is it lit at night? I don't know that either.
The little like hut inside has lights on it.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Hmm.
Who knew? I didn't know that for sure. And people don't really understand, I think, what BTAA really is. So maybe give us kind of the scope of it. You know, what's your mission? I have an idea, but why don't you share what your mission really is and how do you make that happen? And it looks like to me you surround yourself with great people. I mean, I know some of your folks for sure, but it seems like every time you pivot, you're doing a better service for people. Would that be true?
Yeah. I mean, what we really have changed over the last 15 years, and a lot of it is through awareness of what we really want to put our energy towards. And we have very strong values. And one of our values is that we believe in the human-animal bond, and we believe that people are good. And by doing that, we're able to say, you know what, if we can help you keep your pet, like when people need to surrender, Why is that? Do you need help with a financial challenge with your pet? Is there behavior issues? Can you not feed your pet? And can we meet those needs so that animals don't end up in the care center and they stay in their home? And because of that, we've really grown a lot of our programs to be in support of the human-animal bond. So that's why we changed our name. We used to be Panhandle Animal Shelter, but we really don't consider ourselves an animal shelter, because the majority of our work is through our supportive programs. Of course, if animals need help, then they're going to come into us and we are going to do an amazing job keeping them happy and healthy and finding them new homes. But if we can keep them in the home, in the community, that's ideal.
Right. And you found some ways to keep animals out of the facility at the home-to-home program.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really been a success story for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, we started home-to-home 10 years ago. We started as a local program. I always tell shelters that are considering joining the home-to-home program that it's the only program I've ever introduced where people interrupted me at dinner or like in the parade, they run up and say, "We love this program." And it's essentially saying that we trust our community to find homes for their pets. We do not need to interfere with that process. We can help them because they know their pets better than we do, and they'll be able to identify a great home more so than we would. So why put the animal through the stress of coming into a shelter? And there's been all these studies that know that their cortisol levels increase in a shelter environment. So even though we do our best, it's still not a home. And we're empowering people to be able to provide care for their animals, move one home to another, so that it's a happier transition.
Well, that's great. It really is. And it's been a success and it keeps growing. That's even better, Mandy.
Yeah,
that's great.
164 shelters throughout North America. We're in Canada. And it's just going, it's larger and larger. We had over 100,000 animals posted last year.
Wow, 100,000. My goodness. Interesting. So people drive by there and they kind of look and they don't really know how to engage with the BTAA. I assume you're looking for volunteers all the time.
Yeah.
If a person was so moved by what you're saying today and trying to help people, how would they find a way in?
We have our thrift store, and our thrift store is open 7 days a week. Steve is going to kill me that I don't know what time. I think it's 9 to 6. And you always go in there. The care center is open at 10 a.m., and that's Monday through Saturday. To adopt an animal, that opens at noon. So if you need food, we have a no questions asked food bank in our lobby 6 days a week. And then at noon, because all those animals in our care have to go outside and go potty and be fed, and some have to be bathed, and they all go for walks. And so that takes us till noon so that we're ready.
Right, 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 right. You were sharing off the air that you hate trivia, but I'm going to ask a question for you. But this is not really trivia. This is your heart and soul. How many animals would you expect to adopt in a given year? What's the average for numbers of animals that you adopt?
Well, I know that we brought in about 1,600 to 1,700 animals into our building last year. And so for the most part, those will all either be adopted or returned to their owners.
Mm-hmm. And people who don't know how this runs, There's a distinction between a no-kill facility and a, what's the opposite of no-kill? A let-live facility?
It's a kill.
Yeah, no-kill. Yeah, gotcha. So how do you determine that? I mean, that's got to be a tough call because there are some animals that quite aren't adoptable, or are they adoptable? I don't know.
Yeah, we look at it as a really large responsibility that we have. So what a no-kill shelter is essentially is that you do not euthanize for space. So what the community hopefully understands is that if you call us and you need to bring in a stray or you need to bring in an owner surrender and we say we don't have room, that's because we aren't euthanizing to make room. So we will euthanize for health concerns. If there's things that we know that we cannot provide relatively positive, healthy life. And that's cancer. I mean, there's big things that we would euthanize for. And then dangerous dogs. So if we know that a dog is not safe in our community and that could cause harm, then we are going to do the responsible thing and euthanize.
Can I ask a favor? Can I have you hang around after the break and we can talk a bit more?
Sure.
Well, let's do that then. Tag, let's go ahead and take a commercial break right now. And when we come back, we'll ask a few more hardball questions for Mandy Evans with the Better Together Animal Alliance. We'll see you after the break.
Go, Chiefs, go! Ahead into the Seattle zone. Shovel day off left side. Out front. Shot. Score!
This Friday night at Numerica Veterans Arena, your Spokane Chiefs play the Vancouver Giants. It's our school night and zipper pull giveaway presented by Shriners Children's Spokane. The first 2,000 kids 12 and under receive a Spokane Chiefs zipper pull courtesy of Shriners Children's Spokane. Gates open Friday at 4:30 for a charity exhibition game from 5 to 6 benefiting Shriners Children's Spokane. And your Chiefs in Vancouver puck drops at 7:05. Get your tickets at SpokaneChiefs.com.
Whether you're happy that you don't have to shovel or you're bummed that you don't get to ski, come in to 113 Main. This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main, inviting you to get out of your winter blues and join us for lunch or dinner 7 days a week. Coming in for our brisket burger, lobster mac and cheese, Chilean sea bass with homemade gnocchi, or one of our mini handcrafted cocktails, we've got you covered. Visit 113mainsandpoint.com or call us to make a reservation.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
It's cold outside, so now's the perfect time to work on projects inside. Stop by Pro-X Home Decor Center today and check out their selection of laminate flooring, waterproof vinyl plank, carpet, sheet vinyl, and tile. Looking to update your kitchen? Come visit with one of their design experts today and see their selection of quality custom cabinetry from top brands like Craftmate and Medallion. Pro-X Home Center. Let us help you with your next project. Pro-X Home Center is your hometown everything store.
Well, welcome back to Live Local Radio 97.1 FM, broadcasting live right now because you hear us, but also rebroadcast on Saturday-ish or maybe even Sunday, depending on what people want to do around here for pushing buttons. But you can also find us streaming 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com. That's NorthIdahoRadio.com. And you can listen to it, your heart's content, and replay it and say, oh my gosh, Manny, those are great answers, because I have a question for you. What is something that most listeners wouldn't know? What's a good trivia type question? Give me a fact.
Okay. This is based from the Human Animal Bond Research Institute. And people who live without a cat, so you live without a cat, are 40% higher relative risk of death by heart attack.
Wow. So cats are good for the heart?
Yes.
Who knew? Who knew that?
We have like 25 right now, which will go up to about 100 in a few months. So there's plenty of selection for anybody.
A lot of kittens or all ages?
Right now, we have mainly adults, but
gotcha.
Coming soon.
I'm sure. Yeah, 'tis the season, right?
Yeah.
That's how that works. So, if you're listening to this, which I know you are because you're listening to me right now, go ahead and raise your hand if you knew that answer. Look at that. I told you. Some people knew that. So, that's how that works in the magic of radio for sure. One of the fun things that Sandpoint does is that canine keg pull.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that fun?
It really is. Fun, yeah.
I'm sure for you, I'm sure it's a lot of fun. But it's great to watch these big, huge dogs really pulling kegs, empty kegs of beer kegs. But the cutest thing, I think, are little chihuahuas and little small little toy animals that are carrying these, are pulling these beer cans,
yeah.
These empty beer cans.
Yeah,
so, but it's also a fundraiser, though, for BTAA, true?
Yes, yes. And, you know, Ike Hearts has been doing it for many, many years, and it's right in front of their restaurant this year. So registration starts at 10:15, and you can bring your dog down and sign up, or you can just go as a spectator. It is so fun to watch, and you'll see all kinds of dogs.
Like, absolutely.
All different ones. Some people, like, they're training. Like, they're serious. There is a winner at the end. This is just for fun. It is not
mushing. No betting. There's no betting allowed?
No.
Okay.
And I know some people have a hard time because they think it's unkind or whatever, but like you said, it is an empty keg, and the size that they're provided is based on their size and weight of the dog.
Size appropriate.
Yes.
And no dog's been hurt doing this.
Nope.
I mean, that's kind of what they want to do, right?
Well, we did have an injury last year, but it was the guy in the mascot that was running, and he fell, and the keg hit him in the head.
Oh, no.
He's one of my people. Oh,
is that right? You know, I always thought when I watch like the Westminster dog shows and different things like that, I always thought it'd be interesting and just a quirky sense of humor, I guess. But, you know, all of a sudden, sometimes they get hurt. They're showing, they're running around with the dog and they get hurt. I thought it'd be funny as they take a break, they come back and they show the trainer again sitting in the audience with a cone of shame. just me. But so, how many dogs would one expect on Sunday to be in this?
Oh, gosh, that is a great question. I am not sure. Okay. I'm not sure.
But like last year, do you remember?
I mean, I don't remember. I can tell you that if you go, the races start, I believe, at 11. And from 11 to 12, you will see a lot of participating dogs. And then the later it goes, it kind of dwindles off. So early is better.
So they show up. They take a number, basically, or whatever. They do their thing, and they can leave, right? Because then it's just a cumulative score, and then the winner, hey, it was so-and-so in... Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
And do they win something? You said it's for fun, but is it...
I don't know, because the best part about this is that we don't do it. So we're just the benefactors of it, which is awesome. And we have so much love and respect for Ike Hearts and Selkirk Press, I think are the primaries that hold it every year.
Yeah. And looks like we have snow now for it, too. So they don't have to ship it in. That's even better. That's classic. So you've raised kids here.
Yep.
What do you think the benefit of raising kids in a Sandpoint area is? What, you know, you make choices. We all make choices in life. What's the benefit for your freshman and junior, I think you said? What's cool about being here versus somewhere else? Why did you make this choice?
Well, I have family that are in different places. And when I say to them, oh, yeah, the kids are riding their bike down to the beach. And they're like, you let them do that? And I think that we are... You know, media in general is entertainment, and most times it is towards the negative. And it creates a narrative that our world is really scary, and it really isn't. And when you live in a small community like this, we're very isolated. We trust our neighbors. We know so many people. So if my kids get in trouble at the beach, I'm going to get like 5 phone calls. So I just really believe that it comes back to a strong sense of community. And helping each other. I always say that if you're like, I had somebody that was broken down on the side of the road, and they, like, 4 different people stopped and helped.
Right.
They didn't ask if you were a Democrat, if you're a Republican. It's just a community member needing help. And that's what holds us together.
In full disclosure, Mandy's also a card-carrying member of the Rotary Club of Sandpoint, and Rotary believes a lot of that stuff too. And, you know, going back to the bond, though, between animals and humans, that's kind of part of that too, isn't it? I mean, you've given a safe space for an animal who's your best buddy at that point.
That's a
decompression area, all that kind of good stuff too.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for the trivia. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being you. And thanks for all you do for BTAA. And we're going to cut it off right about here because we could talk all day. I know we could. But thank you, Mandy. And we'll get you back soon, I promise. But we're going to sign off for the day. Tag, thank you for all your help. I appreciate that, too. And we will see you next week with a brand new slate of guests. And it'll be awesome, as like it always is. Again, Mandy, you made it great. Thank you so much. And everybody have a great week. Take care.